I am a medium. That means I can communicate with spirits, amongst other things. I started seeing spirits before I can even remember. I grew up feeling cursed, but now I am taking control of my abilities. Welcome to my Spirit Diaries. Welcome to the Spirit Diaries. I just want to say a huge thank you for all the support you guys show. I really appreciate it, and I just wanted to say thank you. And if you are listening and you are enjoying this, please tell your friends about it. Tell them to listen, share it with your family, share it with anyone, and that will be awesome. Also, don't forget to like, subscribe, support it on whatever platform you are listening on. I truly appreciate it, and I am having so much fun sharing this story with you. So let's kick it back off. I'm still in high school at this point, and I'm dating my now husband, and I decided that I was going to go over his house for the very first time. So I had told him that I had seen us getting married, and we didn't really talk more about that. I didn't tell him, like, oh, you know, I think I'm a psychic or anything like that. I just told him, you know, sometimes I get these feelings, and I have a feeling that, you know, we're going to get married. But we didn't talk about it after I had told him that, just because it was really weird. It was a very new relationship. We had just started dating, and obviously, I wasn't going to sit there and be like, yeah, so when are we going to get married or anything like that? And again, that's not what I wanted. I just wanted to keep it casual and keep everything really not super involved, because my last relationship was super involved and I just didn't want to go there again. So despite me telling him that, we had both dropped it. And he was super unusually understanding that, you know, I had seen something and to let it go. So it was a little strange. But I go over to his house and I walk in, and oh my God, I swear that I have not been in a more haunted residence in my entire life than this kid's house. Oh my God. Future Birdie here to say that his house still ranks higher in activity and just pure uncomfortable factor than most of the haunted locations we've gone to. The only one that I feel like might be even to a little more haunted was Broadwell, and that was just because that one had so much yuck there in terms of the energy. But yeah, a funeral home might be even to Robert's house if we're talking about level of creep and just overall uncomfortable feeling. Haunted beyond haunted. Like, this house is no joke. I started freaking out because even though I had been ignoring my mediumship, there was no ignoring it in this house at all. I was being bombarded by spirits, and I had never really dealt with multiple spirits at a time. It was very typically one-on-one with spirits. They came one at a time. It was never more than one, and it was always really weird how they tried to communicate with me. It was just, a lot of it was just me seeing spirits. I never really started communicating or anything like that with them. As you guys know from these stories so far, I was so scared whenever I seen one. I'm like, ah, ghost! And I ran away. So being in his house, there was no running away. So I was trying to play it off cool. This is my first time over my boyfriend's house. Like, I wanted to kiss him and stuff. And like, I did not want to pay attention to everything going on. But I had been bombarded so much that I had started to pass out from the overwhelming spirit energy. And I was becoming very dizzy and very, very sick. I didn't know this at the time, but if I am overwhelmed with spirit energy, I do become sick. I become very, very sick, and I've gotten better with it, but sometimes it can get me to the point to where I am physically ill and incapable of even interacting with anyone because of how sick I will get from the energy. And it's also, I will spoiler alert my own story with when I get dizzy like this, it's because I am actually like slipping planes. And I know this is starting to get a little crazy sounding, but if you can imagine that the spirit world is like just another like universe or another plane on top of our own world and our own reality, how I function is I almost fall out of our reality and into a separate one. And when I do this is when I get really sick in real life, but I'm very easily able to communicate with spirits. And it's crazy because my eyes go really dark and they get very sunken and my face goes incredibly pale. And my lips go like a purpley blue. I look like I'm dying when this happens. And when I read for people and when I do slip out of this plane into another, it is very similar to like half dying. And again, I know this sounds so crazy and it's not explainable by any sort of freaking science. I tried. and we'll get into that. But I slip planes. So If you're believing me so far, let's just accept that answer. Perhaps there's a better scientific explanation, but for now, that's the best I have of what happens. Also, when this happens, for me, what I see is almost an overlay of a room as it was before. Hey, it's Future Birdie again. And for those of you interested in seeing some of this plane slipping, as I used to refer to it as, now I think I just kind of say I'm just connecting to the energy. But I was very introspective here, trying to really get to the bottom of it. I've definitely accepted that I have no idea what's happening, and it just does. It works. But to show this documentation of this, we've actually captured footage of these experiences, such as getting physically ill in a location. I've mentioned Broadwell Funeral Home previously in this episode. Again, very similar to Robert's house, to where I will get physically ill, and that episode is on YouTube. It's free to watch, and I actually get physically sick. I did vomit from the overwhelming amounts of energy in that place. And back in my earlier days of mediumship, it was absolutely way more common for that to happen to me. Now I can hold my own a little bit better, but still, when it is such an overwhelming bit of energy, it does come out in physical pain or physical type of manifestations like vomiting or other things that, you know, happen. And in terms of my eyes darkening, reddening, my face going pale, we actually did capture a bit of this in our plane episode. It is in the extended footage, which is only available on Patreon. But as I was connecting and channeling during the Bones Method, I actually have on film to where you can see my eyes sort of like disconnect, and I'm almost in this trance-like state. And even though I'm wearing, you know, quite a bit of makeup, like I do when we film, you can still see this like redness and darkness overcome in my face and this sort of slight paleness and everything. So I thought that was really cool that we've captured it on camera. Unfortunately, in the first season, since I do so many blindfolded sessions, this weird eye disconnection is not really seen all that much. But yes, in the extended footage of the plane, I think is our best capture of that phenomenon that happens when I channel. And I don't know, again, why specifically there's a physical reaction, but it seems when I go into this trance-like state, to receive information from whatever the hell is giving me information. That's just what happens. It's the way it is. Back to the story. In his room, as we're hanging out and we're sitting there, this starts to happen and the floor starts to separate. And this is the very first time this has happened to me. But the floor separated and I could see that he had carpet in his room, but I could see these dark gray tiles and they were just like a few inches by a few inches or whatever, but they were a very specific size and a very specific color. And I was confused because I'm like, he has carpet. Why am I seeing this? Why is it floating above? Why am I getting dizzy? And then I seen this woman with black hair and she just like got slammed to the ground and she like scurried up against the wall and then like screamed. And there was this guy and I couldn't see his face, but I seen him like in the doorway domineering and he had clearly just like shoved this woman to the floor. And I had started panicking because I'm like, oh my God, I'm seeing this woman being abused and what am I seeing? And the walls were a different color. His walls were blue and the walls were white. And I was just very confused. I also seen there was a king-sized bed in the center of the room and his bed was up against the wall and he had a small twin bed. And it was very strange. I just didn't understand what was happening. So
hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
He asked me, like, are you feeling okay? What's going on? Obviously, I started looking like I was dead. And I was like, I know this sounds crazy, but I think I see ghosts. And he was like, okay. And I'm just kind of like in shock that he was just very accepting of this. And then I continued on because at this point, you know, if he's going to dump me, he's going to dump me. Who cares? I'm telling him I see spirits. I'm telling him what's in his room. So I was like, do you know what type of flooring's under your carpet? And he is like, yes. And I was like, can I ask you if it's a gray tile? And I showed him with my hands the size I had seen. And he smiled and he's like, yeah, that's it. And I was like, was there a man and a woman who used to live here? I was like, because I'm seeing this woman with dark hair getting abused by this crazy, like, older man. I was like, and I think they're married. And he looks at me and he's like, yeah, that's exactly what happened here. And he told me that the previous owner of his house was known in the neighborhood to be very evil and very aggressive. And it was rumored within the neighborhood that he was abusing his wife, who had really pretty dark hair. This guy was evil to where if like a kid's ball came into the yard, he'd like come out of the house screaming at them and would take the ball or whatever and not give it back. Like he was just a bad person who yelled at anybody who came down in the neighborhood, who came down the road at all. Just everything was a threat to him and he was very aggressive. And I'm looking at my boyfriend and I'm like, well, okay, that's interesting. You know, I didn't know what to say. And he was like, hey, dad, did you know Birdie? Yeah, she's a medium. And she just told me what flooring's under here. And she told me about the people in our house. And I was freaked out because I was like, why the hell are you telling your dad that I'm a what? A medium? What are you talking about? Like, and his dad's like, oh yeah? And he's like, yeah, she knew that there was gray flooring underneath the carpet. And he's like, really? She knew that? And he's like, yeah. And she also said that the old guy's here. He's like the one that we hear walk around the hallway every night. It is him. What? And I'm like, wait, you hear what now walk around every night? He's like, yeah, he bangs on my door and every night you can hear him yelling in the hallway. It's repetitive every night at this time. And he walks around and he punches doors and he moves stuff around their house. It's very well known that he does this on a nightly basis. And his dad was like, okay, that's cool. Walked out of the room. And then my boyfriend's like, oh yeah, do you want to watch a movie or something? What? Do I want to watch a movie? You just were like, yeah, my girlfriend's a medium and she just got all of this stuff about my house, right? And yeah, now we're going to watch a movie. It was absolutely in-freaking-sane. Like, in-freaking-sane. It was in insane. And I just don't, to this day, I ask him, I'm like, how the hell were you not scared to death when not only I'm like, hey, I know this sounds crazy, but I know we just kissed for the first time, but we're gonna get married. And now I'm telling you all this creepy shit about your house and you're just totally fine with it. And he's like, well, you know, we grew up in a haunted house. I grew up in this house and I mean, it was incredibly haunted. He's like, so I wasn't surprised when you told me. He's like, and I had no reason not to believe you because everything you had told me was completely accurate. He's like, so, you know, why? There's no reason to doubt you. You had just told me everything that we knew to be true. So, you know, why wouldn't I believe you? And it was incredible because that was like the first time ever in my entire life that somebody just believed me instantly. So that was pretty cool. So I was like, no, I don't want to watch a movie. I want to talk about the spirit stuff. So like, tell me about your house. Like, tell me about what you've experienced. And he told me about when he was a kid, he used to hear a lady calling his name and his parents had experienced some stuff, which he didn't get into the details of, but he had just basically said, yeah, you know, this is a thing. You know, my grandpa's house, it's also haunted. And they had done EVPs, and then the EVPs in his house, they had picked up this couple fighting in his house, and they had done all this stuff, and they were totally aware of it and totally fine with it. And it was such a contrast to my family, who refused to talk about it, who didn't want anything to do with it, and absolutely hated me any time I spoke about anything remotely paranormal. My family just absolutely would shut me down. And it was incredible to see this whole other side of this family who had been living and experiencing these things and not really known 100% like what was there. And then I just walk into their house and give them this validation. And the next few times I had come over his house, I remember one of the first times I had used his bathroom. I went to go use the bathroom and I looked over next to me in the shower and there was just this little boy standing in the shower staring at me. And luckily I was on the toilet, otherwise I would have pissed myself. And I walked out of the bathroom very quickly and I went to my boyfriend and I told him, hey, did you know that there's a little boy who is in your bathroom? And he goes, oh, is he still here? He's like, oh man, we haven't seen him in years. And again, I was like, wait, what? And he tells me the story of how his parents had actually communicated with this little boy. His mom had seen him in person and had communicated with him and actually thought it was my boyfriend when he was a little boy. That was the last time they seen him, when they were about the same age. And again, I am just flabbergasted and unable to process that. One, I was right again about a spirit. What I had seen had completely correlated to what they had experienced. And it just kept going. And ultimately, the more and more I went over his house, I had figured out that he has what most people call portals. at his house, and I believe it to be in his backyard, and I know my husband believes it to be somewhere within the house. Regardless, there is without a doubt a portal on that property where these strange things just come through. And I will try to get my husband to tell some stories about his house, because honestly, he could fill up an entire season of the show sharing the craziest, creepiest stories of him growing up. And he won't admit it, but my husband does have a very, very strong psychic ability, even more so than I do. I am very much on the medium dead side of the coin, but he is very psychic in the sense of picking up future things that are about to happen. And it's incredible to see him work when he gets on to these like psychic knowings. It's incredible. But Future Birdie here to say, if you are a new listener, hang in there, because I did convince my husband to share his entire experience growing up haunted, and it did fill up a full season, which is about 13 episodes. So there is a ton more to come from his perspective of growing up. So if you're enjoying this podcast so far and you definitely want to hear that, please stay tuned, because he ends up joining the podcast and it is so much fun. And I love hearing his stories. They creep me out. This guy basically grew up in the equivalent of what somebody would consider to be one of the most haunted houses ever. So it is absolutely wonderful to hear from somebody who spent 18 years dealing with paranormal activity alongside his family. So yes, stay tuned. I did it. I got him to share everything. Woo!
Yeah, it was insane that I had ended up meeting this person, and me and my husband, we became friends instantly. Like, the second we had met each other, we had become friends, and we became incredibly close, incredibly quick. And everything felt really comfortable, like we had done it 100 times before, like nothing was strange or awkward. I was always able to just talk to him about everything, and it felt like we knew each other forever and had been together with each other forever, which I do believe we have been together quite a handful of times. And again, not every time as, you know, husband, wife or whatever, but I do think our souls are connected, so it's pretty cool. And it was just crazy to experience and meet someone who had lived in a haunted house. Crazy. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will see you all next time. Thank you for listening to The Spirit Diaries.